This morning, I'm delighted to be able to introduce to you Eula. Eula Carter comes from Missouri. Actually, Jean could probably introduce her too. Were you her pastor? Yes. So they're alone. We're in for a blessing. And Eula, about 14 years ago, was sitting in her nice little Baptist home. And a big, tall, lanky man named Mike came by and knocked on the door. And ultimately, moved in. They got married. This is not how it really happens usually with call porters, but they got to know each other, and she was converted. Am I telling the story right? And then as a result, she just became a solid Seventh-day Adventist Christian. And worked there at the Three Angels Church, and then decided to come to AFCO to hone her skills in working for the Lord. So, Eula, we're glad that you're here with us. Bless us this morning, we pray.
Thank you very much. Is it on?
Yes.
Okay. Glad to be here this morning. I'm so thankful to be able to speak before you. What a blessing. So let's bow our heads for a word of prayer first. Heavenly Father, we love you so much. We want to follow you in everything that you want us to do. We can't do anything of ourselves. We all need you. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to be in our lives this morning. Go with us and teach us what you want us to know and show us where you want us to go. We love you. Help us to trust you with all our hearts. Let us not lean to our own understanding. Everything we do, Lord, we want to acknowledge you so you can direct us. We pray for your blessings this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I love scripture. And so what I'm going to do is quote scripture this morning. So I have chosen Matthew 25, and every word in that is from Jesus himself. It's in red letter edition. And so these are words from Jesus. And I have chosen for a subject, where to go, what to do, and how to do it. First, I want to say God told me to come here. I left a very good job. It was an $80,000 job. And God said, go to AFCO, and that's why I'm here today. And so in Matthew 25, it lets us know what we are supposed to do as we wait for our Lord to return. And there's three parables in there telling us what we ought to do. And this is what it says. This is where to go. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took the lamps with oil in their vessels. And while they waited for the bridegroom, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So that's the first parable. That's where to go. We go to meet Jesus Christ. And you know, when I say these things, I don't know whether I'm going to get up and do a good job and say it word for word or not. It doesn't matter. God, the Holy Spirit, touches hearts, and he knows what he wants to do. And when I listen to this verse, and I quote things out loud, that's why I'm here, because Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I say it out loud. So it gives you faith to do things for the Lord. And I listened to this this parable, and I said, Lord, why wouldn't a wise share? He wants his Christians to share with people and help them. Why didn't they give them the oil? Then he revealed to me, the oil is the Holy Spirit. When we receive Jesus Christ, I can't get it because my mother has it. I can't accept him because, you know, they may teach me, but I have to get Jesus personally for myself. Amen. And so is the Holy Spirit. We can't get it from someone else. It's a personal relationship. So they may have wanted to share, but you can't give someone else the Holy Spirit. They have to go get it for themselves. Somebody in your family loves the Lord, that's not you. You have to accept Jesus Christ for yourself and have your own walk. Then I began to understand, we got to share this message with others. We can pray for them, but they have to receive them for themselves. And I also saw in that parable that these 10 virgins are all in the church. We all walk together and we live for the Lord. Some of us have daily devotions and we spend time in the presence of the Lord and just love him and spend much time. And when the time comes, we're ready. There are some that won't be ready. And I came from a Baptist background. I didn't know I was once saved, but always saved, but I learned that in the Adventist church, that I was once saved, always saved. And those 10 virgins that told me, it's not once saved, always saved, because they were all in the church, but they weren't already. They were foolish, so you can be lost. So that's the first parable. Where to go? Go meet Jesus Christ and what he's doing, be in his program. The second part is what to do. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. So he that had received 5 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not straw. And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and I gathered where I hath not straw. Thou ought to therefore to have put my money into the exchanges, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto him which hath shall be given, and there shall be abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken even that which he hath. And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That lets you know, when God gives you a talent, you're supposed to use it. Amen. I may not be able to quote scripture as well as any of you out here, but I'm supposed to use the talent that God gives me. We may look at people and we see they do a lot of things. That's because God has a principle. You use the talent that God has given you and he adds more. You see, some people can do this and that. Where do they get all this talent? That's because they're using what God gave them. And we're not to envy somebody else's talent. Use the one that God gives you. Don't hide it. He has a principle. When you use it, you get more. We take that with us. So that's what we're supposed to do. Meet Jesus. Take the talents he's given us. And tell people about Jesus Christ. The last part is how to do it. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was in hunger, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in hunger, and fed thee? Or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in? Or naked, and clothed thee? When saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it for one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall he also say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was in hunger, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. I was sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not for one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
Amen.
God tells us where we ought to go. That's 46 verses from Jesus Christ himself. And he has a definite distinction between surrender your life, give it to me, and live for me daily. Grow and get closer to me every day. And if you don't do that, you're doing the other side. If you're living for yourself, you're living for Satan. There's two choices. There's no middle ground in the Bible. And so when I left my job, that $80,000 job, my co-partner husband, realizing I make the most money, he said, well, you're going to have to pay this house off. I said, okay, Lord, you know what we need to do. We don't have much time. You're going to come soon. I need $52,000 to pay this house off. I had to borrow for my retirement. Didn't have the money then. And that last, I thought it was going to be 2 years, but a year and 3 months. He said, okay, here it is. You have the money. So he gave me an extra $25,000 so I can pay the house off and leave and come here. We all have to make a choice of where to go, what to do, and how to do it. And God blesses us regardless of what we want to do. Just be in his program and not ours.
Amen.
I had no intentions of going to Romania. I come here, spent my money. Somebody's paying for it. Two people. Didn't ask. God is wonderful. He shows you where he wants you to go and what he wants you to do and how to do it. And if you want to make that commitment to continually, on a daily basis, to go where God wants you to go, do what he wants you to do, and do it the way he wants you to do, how he wants you to do, raise your hand. Let us end with a little small prayer for God. Heavenly Father, show us where you want us to go on a daily basis, what you want us to do, and how you want us to do it. We know, Lord, you know the future. We live in the present, and we're content with what you want us to do. We can't see what's happening in the future. But we pray for your guidance, and we pray that you might bless everyone in here. In Jesus' name, amen.